This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amazon has decided to stop selling Apple TV and Google Chromecast, both quite popular video streaming products. Amazon will, of course, continue to sell its own streaming device, Fire TV. Not coincidentally, Fire TV works quite nicely with Amazon's streaming service, Prime Video. And, of course, Amazon would like very much for more people to sign up for Prime. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story.
In a giant office on the top floor of a tall tower in a dark gray place called Seattle, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos swivels in his massive chair to his minions. Petting a white cat, he whispers, "Google, Apple, banish them." Okay, not really. For all we know, Bezos has a cat allergy and a standing desk. There's no Bond villain drama. Amazon execs are just giving up a cut of hardware sales in an attempt to rule streaming media.
Question is the revenue from content distribution more than the device? And the answer definitely is yes.
That's University of North Carolina business professor Arvind Malhotra. The battle for streaming customers is a tough one with no certain outcome. So Amazon's using its e-commerce muscle.
This is a clear winner-take-all market.
Jerry Kim teaches strategy at Columbia Business School.
Once a lot of people are on a particular platform, you tend to get locked in. It's very hard for people to switch out to another system. So I think they're trying to race ahead and get more market share in this war to lock people out from other content providers.
Certain corners of the internet wonder whether Amazon could face regulatory trouble. NYU antitrust law professor Scott Hemphill doesn't. Actually, when Amazon and other companies play hardball with each other, it can be pretty cool.
These attacks on each other's strongholds, we should applaud that.
Amazon's a retail powerhouse, Apple has devices and iTunes, Google dominates search. If they fight it out hard enough, they might end up making something we can use. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.